imposter syndrome.
I am Beth Threat.
And Spike Leanne, welcome to Tough Mothers.
Tough
folks.
Mothers?
Tough Mothers.
We are bringing that's you us. The most extreme sports and pranks and schedules of the games this week. The Olympics
schedules
have started.
Schedules are a huge part of our thing.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Listen up. Hey, listen up.
I'm listening.
Oh, thanks, Beth.
No problem, Leanne.
Call me Spike.
Okay, Spike.
We're a couple of tough mothers. We're both moms. We were born in 19... But we are mothers. We have kids.
Boys. We love them.
We each have. We have four boys,
and we are some tough mothers.
And in addition to be full-time moms, we are also extreme sports athletes and stunt...
Women. We're women, baby. Deal with it.
We're women. It's 2021. We're women, baby.
Deal with it. I've got four boys. Their names are Cody, Brody, Brady, and Doty. What are your boys' names, Spike? Leanne!
You know I got two sets of twins. First set, Brian and Joni. Second set,
classic American boys.
Theodore.
And Doty.
Named after your...
My sweet Doty.
Son. Youngest. We've been by our side. Yeah,
we're the kind of girls you think you'd see on a Harley Davidson.
Please.
And we're not on the back of any man.
No, we're on our own
hogs, baby.
We are. We ride our own hogs. Thank you very much.
We ride them off ramps. We ride them on ramps. We ride them across bodies of water.
We love to test our big hogs on all the elements.
We are inspired by people like...
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
I mean.
What's his name?
Bear Grylls? No.
Bear Grylls.
Okay.
The Jackass guy.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Evel Knievel. Steve-O.
Harry Houdini.
Oh, the Harry Doudini.
Harley Davidson himself. Oh, Hugh Hefner.
Oh, Hugh Hefner. May he rest. The late Hugh Hefner. May he rest in peace. Bit of an adventurer sexually in his own right.
We love sex. We love wild rides. We love drugs and rugs.
Hell yeah. We love to go. We love carpets and we love substances. And just because we both have four kids does not mean that we aren't out there trying to bang a dang biker boy.
And we're not gay, but we love boobs.
No. We love boobs and tits.
Intense. We love them intense.
Intense tits. We'll go to a bar. We'll go to a saloon. We sort of kick open the whatever.
Swinging doors.
Ka-pong, kong, kong. We'll say, give me the... We'll sort of slide a whiskey down to us. And we'll just sort of, boom! Just sort of shoot it up.
We drink whiskey.
Shoot it up.
We shoot up whiskey into our arms. That's
into our veins.
Pranks.
Fauci.
That's one of our big Fauci pranks. That was a big video. We got a lot of views on
pranks.
That one.
I forgot we do, I guess, do... We do big pranks.
We do pranks. We do skits, even. We do dances
Lorne.
On TikTok.
Lorne.
We do it all.
Lorne, if you're listening.
The only thing we don't do is boring.
The only thing we don't do is drab.
The only thing we don't do is...
The only thing we do is snooze fest.
We sleep 2 hours a day because I'll sleep when I'm fucking dead.
And I've been legally dead for 2.5 days, and I had the best sleep of my life.
I was knocked out from the whiskey in my veins.
But the show that we're doing, And we love y'all.
We love y'all.
Look, we put on our phone numbers at the end of the show.
We do everything. We do everything intensely, including loving our fans. Go ahead.
We love our fans. We talk about extreme sports, stunts, pranks, and skits. So long as it's extreme, we're gonna scream,
so
honey
long
bear.
As it's a scream, we're gonna scream,
honey bear.
Honey badger.
Honey badger don't care.
Honey badger don't give a fuck.
Let me
that
ask
was
you.
One of our inspiring skits, including Steve-O and Evil Knievel. We're also inspired by Honey Badger.
Honey badger. Honey boo boo. Extreme. Extreme pageant.
Oh, I love honey boo. What were you going to ask me?
What was the... Oh, I know. And again, I got to get back into it.
Get your vibe.
What was the last stunt, extreme stunt, that you saw that you were like, I could do that. I could do that better. I could do that better than ever. Better than him. Better than
better
her.
Than ever. Better this than is what ever. I did. This is what I did, Spike Lee Ann. Mm. I watched an old video from Jackass from back in the day when, oh, he was but a kid doing stupid
they
stuff.
They shot little people out of a cannon. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
The good days.
Yeah. It's still the same.
I saw him. He got his ass cheeks pierced together with a bar, a metal bar, ball on each end.
Ugh.
So the bar goes through both cheeks, and there's just a little ball on each end holding them together.
Sure. In the cheeks, in the fat.
And it's been a while since I've gotten a piercing, Spike.
Sure, and you have quite a few. But
17.
17, but not since you were. Say it with me. 17.
17.
You got 17 piercings on your 17th birthday, isn't that right?
That's right, and I've never gotten one since, and I think that inspired me. To get back in that chair. Although I guess I wouldn't sit in the chair. I'd kind of be turned around with my knees on the
your
chair.
Your butt be up.
Butt in the air.
Yeah, butt up.
What do you think? Should I do it? Should I do it?
Should you do the jackass thing of piercing your whole butt together? Here's my question. It was high up, right?
Hmm?
High up on the butt?
Oh,
Because here's why I ask.
That's a great question.
If I don't want... I don't want it to be too low down towards the middle or the bottom, because if my cheeks are bolted shut, I gotta shit.
I think that's the point.
So no, don't do that.
Okay. Okay. All right. And I ask you the same question, Spike Lee Ann.
Hell yeah.
Boom.
Hit me.
What's the craziest stunt or prank or skit you've seen that you want to recreate?
Wow. Yeah. Think about it. I saw a production of Miss Saigon. Okay? Now bear with me. I sound like George W. Bush. I saw
also another
big inspiration to George W. Bush. I saw Miss Saigon.
With the devil?
I saw Miss Saigon with the devil.
I saw Goody Saigon with the devil.
Goody Saigon. I did see her. Oh, I saw the show.
Where did you see it? During COVID?
I saw it in an outdoor, site-specific, regional theater.
Wait a second.
Huh?
When did you go to Asia?
No, it wasn't that specific. It was a countryside field.
Ooh.
And they did a big all white cast.
Hardcore
Miss Saigon
killer.
And they sure did. Oh, these white boys and girls were doing some crazy stuff.
Come see, come see.
Oh my gosh. And they did the big helicopter thing in the second act. And they flew in Beth. They threw in flew in a real dang ass
helicopter.
Okay. Ah! And these boys with crazy makeup crash this hell. It was a one night only.
One take. We got one
take. One take. It was a one take play.
Somebody just donated their helicopter. That's badass.
It's freaking dang badass. Ding. They crashed it unscathed. And I was like, can I be, you guys, y'all have understudies? Yo, I just licked my microphone. You guys, I want understudies?
It's a dang ice cream cone.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's some wild stuff.
That's amazing.
We're actually going to, take a quick pit stop.
We're going to take a break so we can order a helicopter on Amazon.
We'll be right back. God. Hello, y'all. Welcome back to Tough Mothers.
Ah. Tough Mothers.
Tough.
Mothers.
I'm Spike Leanne, of course.
And I'm Beth Threat.
Hope you didn't
pussy out
on the break.
On the break.
Because we're back.
And we are ready to rumble.
We're here. Get used to it.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, we obviously got to get into, like, what it is we're all about, folks. Like, that's what you came here to hear.
Here we are, our best selves. We are the scorpions in the boxing ring. We are the spikes on the gun.
I love a spicy gun. Oh my gosh. When I was a child, this is a true story.
Give it to me.
When I was a kid, before I was a tough kid, I wasn't a tough mother just yet. I wasn't a mother. I was a young girl.
Baby little girl.
And I was hunting in the woods with my dad and his wife.
Your grandparents.
So my dad and my grandparents, and we're hunting quails in the woods.
Little gamey
quails. And I had my little person, my little regular gun, like my gun for my size, of course.
Little gun.
And I saw a big quail, plump,
dripping fat.
With a hurt leg. And I was like, I could definitely get this one.
Oh.
So I lined up my little girl gun. I went, and I sort of focused in, and my dad tapped me on the shoulder.
Interrupting her.
It was my dad. My dad tapped me on the shoulder, and then my grandpa tapped him on the shoulder.
And then your grandma tapped him on the shoulder.
My grandma was off picking berries.
That's queer.
Get used to it. And my daddy said, here, before you shoot, take this. And he took out a little peppermill.
Oh.
And he cranked a little spicy little pepper on the nose of my gun.
I love talking about,
he was like, here,
the parts little, of the gun, like take a little the spice nose that are real.
Yeah. And he took and he put it on the nose of the gun and he said,
I think you mean the barrel.
Not where I come from. Not where I come from.
Okay.
Barrel's called the nose. And he said, fire away, little girl. And I aimed up to that plump quail. And I crossed my heart. You got something to say? I crossed my heart. And... and then got her right in the stomach. I don't know. I got her. I got the plump. I got the quail for dinner. That was Christmas dinner that year. That's all. I mean, look, that's all I got to say.
That's the beginning of Spike Leanne's extreme lifestyle.
But look, That's not what we're here to talk about.
I mean, it isn't. It isn't, but it mostly is.
Sure, sure. That was a little tangent. But what we're going to do now is talk about our most extreme stunt, the reason why we're here.
Why you should respect us more than somebody like Evel Knievel or Steve-O. Exactly.
We have.
And there are more people.
What?
There are more people.
Plenty.
But we're.
There are more people.
We are more people. But we're the top. We're the toughest mothers around in Canada. Did we say we're in Canada?
No, but that's where we are.
Canada!
Canada!
All right.
You go first.
Beth Threat. Obviously, that's a stage name.
If y'all don't know by now, she's Death. I mean, Beth Threat. The Death Threat.
Deadly. I started my career on a little thing called Inline.
Called what?
Inline.
Like skates?
Skates.
For a second, I thought you meant... I heard Inline, but I thought Invisalign, and I was like, there's no way that she's going back that far.
No, that's extreme. But no!
No, not that extreme.
I was doing parkour before parkour was a thing you knew about. And I was doing it. I was doing it on skates, baby. Ooh. I jump
so
off
you
of
were
buildings.
Skating.
I jump off of buildings.
Skating across buildings. You would jump onto clotheslines and swing into unsuspecting windows.
I was a freaking Tarzan in the city. Call me urban. They call me Tarzan of Toronto.
Toronto Tarzan. Canadian Tarzan.
I was an urban legend.
You were.
And little did they know I was not...
That's all right. I know it's hard to rehash. It's hard to think about the past.
I was not Toronto Tarzan. I was Beth Threat.
Yeah.
And I was here to stay, baby. Inline turned to skating, turned to... Oh, gosh, the cops are after me.
The cops are...
They're just doing their rounds. I was stealing stuff. I was breaking stuff. I was spray painting and I was skateboarding. I could rip apart...
In the same damn time.
I could rip apart a community with just one look. This is Toronto.
Rip apart a community. An underserved community. She'd come through on her skateboard and the other thing and shoo, and just extreme the whole group of
I had claws,
diverse
man.
Diverse people. You had claws, for real. So you were the urban Tarzan, and you had these big claws.
Velociraptor-like claws.
It was, folks, it was a sight to behold.
One day I'm skating by, and I've got my knives out, too. And I've got my skateboard, and my spray paint, and my
so you're holding,
bandana.
You're holding a big can of spray paint with those big claws in your hands, and... My pal is skateboarding as well.
You see, when I was out of when I was out of paint,
come on,
I would puncture the can with my claws, my knives, and it would propel me forward
like a big push,
like a motorboat.
Through all these ghettos.
I'm gliding through the ghetto and I see my friend. I see Leanne.
Hey,
Jones.
Baby.
Oh. I see her walking down the sidewalk with what I think looks like a tattoo gun.
That's right. I was walking down the street with a dang tattoo gun. I had the ink in my backpack, everything was hooked up and ready to go.
And I skidded to a stop and I said,
You said,
and then I stopped.
And then you stopped. That's how I knew you were going to stop.
Leanne Jones!
I said, Beth,
give me a tattoo.
Beth, last name, I don't know. And I said, honey, what do you want?
Scorpion.
I said, do you have like a drawing or a reference picture or anything? And you said, no.
No.
I said, okay. And I started and I just went, I did a big, you didn't specify what size. I made it pretty big along your whole back and shoulders and buttocks and leg. If you're including the whole animal.
30% of my body. 30.
9 out of 10 doctors agree it's 30% of your body. I used a lot of ink because I went, because I was, you know, it was early in my tattooing career. And I was like, I really want to do this right.
Make a name for yourself.
And yeah, that was, man.
That was the day you became.
Spike Man, baby. Because I tattoo all my opponents. Okay? We're supposed to talk about our craziest. Oh, you talked to. Okay, that's what you.
No, you go for it.
So that's my trademark. Is I tattoo and I poke all my opponents, whether they like it or not. I call them my opponents. Okay? And I was on a family retreat vacation. My parents had just gotten divorced. And they said, the cops are doing another dang lap. They're always after
us, man. We're tough, mother.
We're innocent. We have nothing to show, okay? We're on the porch flashing our dang
titties.
Tardies.
They call me the Toronto Tarzan Titty.
Titty flasher. So I was on a retreat with my family. My parents had just gotten divorced, I think is what I said. And
The night of.
They were like, children, we are getting divorced. But. We are getting divorced. But. Before we do it, we're all going to go on one last big trip.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. So we went up to Northern Canada. Mm-hmm.
Cold as ice.
My nips.
Extreme.
We were on the slopes. And I was on the slope. And I had my little girl skis and my little girl gun. And I, you know what? But my gun was in my holster on my back.
The nose was locked.
But you know what else I had?
Dignity.
Yes, and?
Pride.
Yes, and? I'll tell you.
Oh, no, let me guess.
Okay.
Your tattoo gun.
I had my tattoo gun.
Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say icicle, but I had my tattoo gun.
All right.
I wasn't going to say icicle. I wanted to do a ice tattoo. It didn't work.
Sounds about right.
But I had my tattoo gun, and we were going, and I was up against the other kids, sloping, skiing down the bunny slope. And I was like, if I can zap these other tricky dickers,
little spindly ticklers,
I can freaking scoop and slide through the main goal. So I went like this. I had my tattoo gun. There was a girl on the side, girl on the left.
Oh, girls.
Girl on the right.
Girls.
And I went like this. And I tattooed something.
As
like
you went.
An ugly slur. Oh. As we were going. Something crazy. And, they were like, what happened? And I shot my shot. And I went. And I did a big flip. And I look back and I was like, you bitches. And I swept in first place. It wasn't a contest. It was sort of an exercise. But I beat them to the ground.
You're in lines. I mean, your skis were my in lines.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And my in lines were your skis.
So I challenge you to find another extreme athlete pair as well equipped to host this show, but also just be extreme.
We're extreme to the
Police.
Max. We're enemies and best friends. We come up with the term
frenemies.
Term
frenemies.
This is the background of our friendship and our enemieship.
That's right. We never get too close.
We're back up.
We're back up.
And we're from Canada.
We're from Canada, the nice place on earth that we sound like this.
And we love the extreme sports being included in the Olympics.
In the Olympics.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll be talking about Tokyo 2020. The show. I am Beth Threat.
Spike Leanne. I'm one of the two tough mothers from Canada.
One half of tough mothers.
Mothers.
Some feedback I get from my friends is that I sound like different presidents at different times.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Spike.
Hey, baby.
You said you were going to correct what I did.
I have to issue a correction. I'm sorry about that.
Extreme correction.
Darling, and you know I love you. Like a sister.
I love you like my mom.
Before our last break, our last segment, you said we'd be talking about the Tokyo
2020.
And unfortunately, you gotta know that it's actually the 2021 Olympics, darling. Dear. I know you are a stupid, stupid loser, aren't you? Whoa!
That's why I didn't make it. I was supposed to be there, but I was late.
You were supposed to be there. We were late. Just like the rest of the country was late because of COVID.
All right, so it's 2021. So it's Tokyo 2021.
Okay.
All right. I'm here to tell you all the news. I'm from Canada.
And we're talking about the Olympics.
The news.
The news.
I'm Beth Threat. And the news is.
I sound like this. I'm from Canada, too. It's no big deal. I don't think so. I don't think.
It's part of the Americas.
It's kind of part of. It's part of North America?
100%.
100%.
This year, the new sports at the Tokyo 2020. 2021. Not election, but Olympics is
what?
Karate.
Ooh.
Hi-ya!
Okay.
Surfing.
Surfing.
And skateboarding.
Dang.
That's it. Those are the three new ones that we're so stoked!
Because those are three dang ass extreme sports!
We love it. 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 We love it.
We love it. We love it. We love it.
Tough mothers.
If I could rename three out of four of my kids karate, surfing, and skateboarding, baby.
You'd have Dodie left, and he would be there to clean up.
Is it Dobie?
Dodie.
Dodie.
Dobie Digital. Dodie did.
Surround.
Dodie.
Sound. Olympics.
Dodie the free elf.
I've moved on. Listen, Beth. Threat. Beth.
What's up, Spike Lee?
My baby Threat. We both, between the two of us, we have played all three of these sports.
Hell yeah.
Do you want to talk about the time we both fought each other during karate when we were young?
At the regional semifinals in Toronto in the 80s?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
How about this? Let's hear your side of the story.
How about we hear the truth? So I guess I'll tell my side.
Oh, that's very, very interesting to preface it as the truth. Maybe let the listener
die. You think they call me the Toronto Tarzan for nothing?
No, I knew it was for some reason.
Do you think they call me Beth?
Well, you do wear a loincloth, a man's loincloth, with your big old tits out.
And I'm working on my dreads.
And you're... All right. Yeah, you're flying between buildings with a loincloth and no top with bad, half-done dreads. Zoom!
That's me.
All right.
That's me.
All right, baby.
I didn't come into this world saying, yeah, sure. I came into this world... I came into this world saying, no, thank you.
Yes. And I came in this world saying, yes, ma'am. Tell me what you think happened that night.
All right. Picture this. It was 1982, and we were at Falcon View High.
Boom, 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 boom.
I was wearing my black belt, newly earned from the Taekwondo / Karate Center downtown Toronto.
I was wearing the same.
Leanne comes in looking like she's too big for her britches, which she was.
Oh, please. My britches were small. My mother ordered me extra small britches.
She wore the same uniform every year. She thought it was good luck.
It was. Well, I ask you, Beth, how exactly did I get there every year, including this one?
I have something called restrictive airway disease. It's a child, it's a childlike asthma. You grow out of it. I don't have it anymore.
I can't imagine you do. You're old as shit.
The regional semifinals were in the winter. You know what's common in Toronto in the winter?
Oh, let me...
Ragweed! I had allergies. I'm
allergic to ragweed too.
I was suffering.
I was. Okay.
I couldn't breathe, couldn't move, couldn't fight. Tried my best, but there was no way Beth Threat was going to win against Spike Lee. Not in the 80s in Toronto.
I mean...
Not in the 80s in Toronto.
Not in the 80s in Toronto. I mean, that's all fine and good, Beth.
Okay.
And I did win that day. Can we say that?
Every year.
I won that day as well, but then I did get punished because I was accused... cheating. And what were we... Tell me and remind me one more time. What is it we're doing?
What?
What are we playing? I forgot. Karate. I remember.
I was about to say...
Sorry, I forgot.
Podcasting.
No, I know we're podcasting. Bitch. Here's what I remember. I'm the dang queen of the dang castle. The karate castle? Heard of it? I'm the one. I'm the one that says to put down the drawbridge to let people in, okay?
Sure.
So I go there in my platinum gi.
Yeah.
And I see, who am I playing today? And look who it is. It's
you knew.
Beth.
You knew.
Schmansky. And I said your last name. Sorry. I know you don't, quote, like it when I, quote, say that.
Every year, this freaking thing was between Beth Schmansky and Leanne Jones.
Wow.
You weren't surprised.
I wasn't surprised.
No.
And I thought I was ready. Here's what happened. My trainer was giving me a lubed up massage in the corner before I went in.
Corner.
Rubbing. The chickens. Everyone was there. Look at these chickens. I swear. He was rubbing and he said, listen to me.
Megan.
Old man. The gym teacher. Old Jim.
Old Megan.
Old man Jim. teacher. Gym teacher. He said, Leanne,
what'd he say?
She's faking it. And I said, don't chunk. Don't you chunk. I said, I'll be the judge of that. And I went out there, and just as I thought, I won. So I guess the stories were pretty similar.
Yeah.
And you, any follow-up questions you have, I'm nope. ready.
Nope.
Nope.
Shit. For the listeners out there, that was the day we became friends.
And that was the day we became friends.
Enemies.
Frenemies.
So we're really looking forward to the karate. We don't have much to go on with the surfing. But let's talk surfing. About the skateboarding.
Oh, I would love to talk about skateboarding.
We don't have a lot of surfing in Toronto, so we're really surfing, about the skateboarding. Exactly.
I did some cold surfing in my time. But it was cold, and I hated it.
Okay.
So...
Sounds cold.
Yeah, so props to you. You know, if you you know, if you surf, good on you.
Hell yeah.
But we are gonna move on to, I think, the most exciting category.
A motherfucking skateboarding.
Tony Hawk.
360 flip, ollie flip, curb, another one.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Beth Threat.
All right. Skateboarding.
It's a little bit different.
Webster's defines skateboarding as
Oxford Dictionary.
Oshkosh Dictionary describes skateboarding as noun.
Noun. Skateboarding.
Noun.
To skateboard. Verb. Extreme verb.
Extreme verb. To skateboard. Extreme.
Ramps. Holes. Clothes. Baggy. Flat shoes. Get going now. Skateboard. Helmet. Pads. Get up. Get down.
Get up. Get on up.
Goofy movie. Tony Hawk. Games. PlayStation.
Cornet.
It's a little bit less of a sport and more of a word association. Oh. I'm a gremlin.
This episode is crazy. So
sponsored by Tony Hawk.
It's extreme. You know, Canadian.
You know
so much more.
Sorry.
Trudeau, you know?
Maple?
Are we turning into Canadian?
Maple leaves.
You seem like you have so much more of a grasp on the skateboarding lingo. The skateboarding...
Ollie.
The kickflip. Ollie.
Hmm? Oh, you're doing that thing. Where
all you need is...
Where you sound like president.
All you need... Look. And here's what I think. All you need... Ollie, you need is love. And I've always said that.
So.
I'm sorry.
Spike Lee. Dan. What do you think of the extreme introduction of skateboarding to the Olympics, Tokyo 2021? Tell me your first thought.
I absolutely love it. I mean, really, here's the thing. No one would want to listen to that, right?
No!
Here's the thing. I love it. Do I? Am I jealous? Yeah, I am. I am jealous. Do I think that could be me? That could be us.
That could be me holding your hand.
That could be us.
Making you laugh.
That could be us.
Oh.
So. But look, am I happy for the young men, young women, young folks that are getting to do it?
Are you?
I truly am.
Okay.
Because I'm excited to see it.
Me too.
Do I think I could do it better?
No.
I do. I do think so.
You're a mother.
I'm a tough mother. Excuse me. I'm a tough mother.
And by the way, we don't skateboard, we don't karate anymore.
Not anymore.
We only, our extremeness comes from being moms and involving ourselves in the local community, tough mudder
community sports, and loving big stunts in sports.
Oh, we also love the show Wipeout!
Whoa, 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 whoa! Wipeout!
We also love Ellen!
Ellen DeGeneres was framed.
Ellen DeGeneres was planned. This has gone off the rails.
We'll see you next week. We'll see you next week on
Tough
Mudder.
Tough Mudders.
Tough Mudders. Tough Mudder.
Good night.
Oh, hi. Thanks for listening. That was Tough Mothers with Spike Leanne and Beth Threat.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. Oh, and if you get a chance, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. The last review we got was in December, so it's July.
Make up for lost time.
We could really use the help.
Oh, and...
Oh my gosh,
I just remembered. Follow us on Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy, please.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.